any driving companions. Given that the world is obviously divided into two groups, and the ones who don't can't stand the ones who do. Another first. Noticing the way the song's words led you to believe one thing was happening, only to turn left and surprise you, all within the space of a single line. Help me, I think I'm falling. Not from a cliff, not off a building ledge, not even into a lava pit. All fates that had featured in my young nightmares. But in love, which one assumes is meant to be a good feeling. And that, again. So much worldly information in so little space, and presented so naturally. The Beatles, whose records were the only things my parents ever let me touch, and who therefore were the only band I really knew and loved, often played verbal tricks, but I hadn't dug deep enough to appreciate their finer points. I mean, I understood that I once had a girl, or should I say she once had me, was a twist that probably meant something, but I had no idea what. I was still stuck on the movement you need is on your shoulder. And anyway, Beatles lyrics aren't so much good as they're perfect. But let's not get anywhere near that discussion. I had no idea then, but this chance encounter with Joni Mitchell had just provided me with the beginnings of what would become a lifelong thraldom to the expressive possibilities of pop songwriting. And let's not forget that this whole scenario was made possible by the radio. Possibly AM, probably top 40, definitely commercial. I knew that people sang along with records. I was just beginning to familiarize myself with the practice. But records required intention. You buy it, you learn it, you play it, you sing it. And if it has a lyric sheet, so much the better. The idea that the music could come to you was brand new and thrilling. The next step was realizing that other people, friends, strangers, mothers, sons, were out there hearing it at the same time you were, and also singing along. The fact that it was a Joni Mitchell song and not one by, say, Stevie Wonder, Paul Simon, Jackson Brown, the Bay City Rollers, or the Eagles was incidental, but only at first. As years have gone by, I've conferred a great deal of meaning on the Help Me episode, not only for its small but significant expansion of my young pop consciousness, but because it opened the door into the work of one of my all-time favorite recording artists. Joni Mitchell's albums, particularly the ones she made between 1971 and 1975, have become essential components of my musical lexicon. The fact that Help Me is far from my favorite Joni Mitchell song, it's not even my favorite on Court and Spark, matters less than the fact that it was my first Joni Mitchell song. And that only happened because it was catchy, clever, universal, and well-constructed enough to become the biggest Joni Mitchell song, before or since on the radio, reaching number 7 on Billboard's pop singles chart and number 1 on its adult contemporary singles chart. In the years that have elapsed since that Laurel Canyon afternoon, I've gone back and forth many times about the relative value of singles charts in determining a song's worth. I intend to go back and forth many more times. One thing that can't be argued, however, is the insufferably pompous entertainment industry maxim that a hit is a hit. Some things are true, even if music biz weasels say them. Though I had no idea at the time, Help Me was part of a concerted effort on the part of Mitchell and her collaborators to make a hit record after years of critical and cult successes. It wasn't her first such attempt, but it was her most successful. And that's a big part of why I chose to write about Court and Spark, instead of other JM records I might like better on a given day. It's a sucker bet to try and argue that Blue, or For the Roses, or The Hissing of Summer Lawns is a better or worse album than Court and Spark, or than one another. In a certain way, they all feel like one sustained burst of musical endeavor from an artist who'd only just begun to understand what she was capable of, and before she'd decided to leave that strength behind in search of new powers. Still, Court and Spark is such a clear turning point, not just in terms of its popularity, but in terms of its